Hi, I'm Leanne Brown, and I am a cookbook author. I wrote Good and Cheap and Good Enough, and I'm also a voracious reader of fantasy. The last one I read was The Bear and the Nightingale, which I loved. It was all about sort of Russian folklore and really weird and wonderful. And the one just before that, which I think I loved even more, was called The House in the Cerulean Sea by T.J. Klune. And yeah, that one kept me going for a long time, just so beautiful and sweet. And everyone in it eventually really does the right thing, which I think is sort of the ultimate escape from reality these days.
Hey, y'all, it's Jesse Sparks, and this is the One Recipe Podcast, all about that one recipe that pro chefs and great cooks turn to again and again. Okay, it's time for this week's recipe with Leanne Brown. Leanne is the author of multiple cookbooks, the award-winning Good and Cheap, Eating on $4 a Day, which has been downloaded more than 15 million times, and her latest, Good Enough. Leanne is also a food writer, a mom, and as she said at the top of the pod, a fantasy novel aficionado. Hey, Leanne, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for making time. So, let's get right into it. Tell me all about your one recipe.
So the recipe I wanted to talk to you about is called My Spicy Umami Pasta, and it's really a pantry pasta. You know, I live with my partner and my daughter, and they have certain things they don't really like, and everybody has that. That's okay. But there are certain things that I really like that I sometimes want to have for myself. And I think there's something so life-affirming and delightful about really making something just for yourself. Sometimes, like, we do so much cooking for others. I don't know. There's something for me really liberating because nobody's going to care, but just me. And so I think there's something really fun about that. And this was my attempt to sort of share that. Cause I think the reality is that I have my way of making this, but I think everyone would have sort of their version that really amps up whatever it is that they particularly like. That's really what I want to share, is like that sort of permission to be you and be like whatever your ridiculous or not ridiculous, your wonderful, unique taste is, you know?
So one of my favorite things is, like, as you were saying that, the fists were clenched, there was a like ear to ear beaming grin. So can you tell me a little bit more about the process of making it?
Sure. Yeah. So usually it uses a bunch of stuff that I tend to just have around, like small amounts of too. And there's something really satisfying about that as well. I usually have like an annoying amount of pasta left.
And it's never like an even amount. It's always like, oh yeah, it's a third, quarter, half.
Yeah, it's just the wrong amount. And so I'll have that kicking around. And then so I'll use that sort of just enough for me or slightly more than I need. So I have garlic and shallot. I mean, it could be any type of onion. It doesn't really matter. And then a little bit of some type of chili paste. I always have sambal oleh, which is Indonesian, and it's pretty accessible. You can get it almost anywhere. And I also love gochujang, which is Korean. It's a lot thicker though. And so it just kind of like gives it this beautiful, I hate to use this word, but like the mouth feel, like that particular like feeling of like a surface tension that is really wonderful.
It's not super liquidy. It's not just going to like fall off the spoon or splatter everywhere.
Exactly. So yes, spicy, oniony, and then I add honey. And then I often will have like, again, an annoying amount of wine around, like just like a half or quarter bottle of wine around. And so I use all of that to sort of make a sauce. And then even the process of making a sauce is so fun because, like I said, there's all these different textures that you're working with. Like, you start with butter in the pan and it gets sizzly, and then you add like really finely, I really like to finely dice the onion and the garlic so that like every tiny little piece has bubbles around it and it just begins to get translucent and it just feels like, I don't know, there's something so gorgeous about that moment when you're looking at the bottom of the pan and everything is bubbling. And then you add your tomato paste, which is really thick and sort of feels like, how's this going to add to it? But it starts to melt from all that heat. And then you have your chili paste and honey, which of course it just gets thick. And yet it's just because the heat changes all the consistencies so that it's just a little runny. And then you pour your wine, or you can add pasta water as well. And that will have sort of a different experience because there's the acid from wine that you won't get from pasta water, but the pasta water will also make it thick and give it this really lovely smooth texture. And when something's really, really hot and it's just hot everywhere, and then you add a big bunch of something liquid, it just goes like, you know?
Just like a little applause, a stovetop, like standing ovation already for you.
And then as the steam dissipates and you can actually see again, it's become a sauce. And it's just like, yes, like it's just so magical. It's such a magical experience. And then you add your pasta. I always like to cook it just a little less than al dente so that I can get it into the sauce and have it spend some time there without it getting mushy. And so you add that in and you just toss it a few times and it coats everything just gorgeously. And at some point you add in like olives and Parmesan and scallion or herbs or whatever else you want to do. Or that's what I did.
I mean, it sounds like you're already about to put Stregonona out of a job. Like, this sounds incredible. So can you tell me a little bit more about what you find so magical about pantry pastas? So often we think of like just these ingredients that we're not excited about, but you speak with so much joy and enthusiasm for it. Can you tell me a little bit about how you found that?
I think it's just how I've always felt about cooking it. Frankly, I think the thing that makes it not pleasant sometimes is that added pressure of it needing to look a certain way. And maybe in the past, especially, I think I've really struggled with sort of somebody else's eyes, somebody else's judgment has felt like pressure. And it's like, oh, I want them to like it. I want them to like me. Like, that's really what this book, Good Enough, is sort of about me working through that and trying to accept that I do that. And maybe it has not necessarily helped me become a better cook. And I think a lot of us do that. And it hasn't helped me in my life. And so there's something so liberating about making something that is so sort of humble, that is really just like, you know what? The bar is, I made something out of just the stuff I had around, and I didn't have to go out and plan something and sort of add in all this extra energy. It's really just the almost pure experience of cooking. And there's a sense for me of like witchcraft, of magic. And like, it really feels like this little potion. And it's like, okay, like you're watching it and like just watching like the bubbles form and all of the small transformations, and really kind of, I allow myself, I guess, the luxury almost of like getting lost in just the sensory sort of experience of it, you know, rather than worrying about everything. It's just like, oh, I'm here right now. Like the steam is in my face right now. Like looking at it, smelling it, hearing it, like all of it is there. And there's something so beautiful about that. Cause I think when we think about food, it's like the outcome is like, how good is it taste? And there's so much pleasure up to that point too. The actual making of it is so joyful. And like I said at the beginning, there is something so life affirming about making something like this that you put out into the world. It's like, oh, I did that.
It sounds like the perfect study in mindfulness. Well, Leanne, this has been so lovely. Thank you so much for your time. And thanks for sharing a little bit of your magic with me.
Thank you.
Leanne is the author of multiple cookbooks, the award-winning Good and Cheap and Good Enough, a cookbook about embracing the joys of imperfection and self-compassion. You can find her recipe for that spicy umami pasta on Instagram at the.one.recipe or at theonerecipe.org. APM Studios executives in charge are Lily Kim, Alex Schaffert, and Joanne Griffith. Beth Perlman is our executive producer. The One Recipe was created by Sally Swift and Erica Romero and is made for you this week by technical director Sir Johnny Vince Evans. Associate producers Erica Romero and Ren Farrell. Digital producer James Napoli. And managing producer Sally Swift. I'm Jesse Sparks. Go make some pasta magic this week.
I just feel like we are surrounded in this world by bullshit.
So how can you know what's real and what's not? Science versus, that's how. We answer questions like, does anti-aging skincare actually work? And what is your true personality type? And to answer these questions, we don't use opinions. We dive into the scientific studies, talk to the experts, and put it in a podcast that I know you are gonna love. Listen to Science versus on Spotify.